So we're embarking on a defence engagement over to the Middle East, you know, on the sort of proviso of the empowerment women theme. A great opportunity to get across there. For many of us that have served over there, it'll be, you know, be absolutely brilliant to get back and certainly to take a women's football team over there and break boundaries down and barriers. It'll be absolutely phenomenal to get across there.
Yeah, certainly it's going to be brilliant for the Army FA, the women's team going there. And it's great as well, you've been backed by the FA and the Foreign Commonwealth Office as well.
Yeah, we've had tremendous backing, certainly from the Football Association of England and also the Army Football Association as well. The Foreign Commonwealth Office have been absolutely phenomenal and you know, sort of searching for us and getting us to go across there. And, you know, as I said before, the opportunity that's arisen that we've taken and been backed, it's just been absolutely brilliant.
How many matches will you be playing while you're there?
I think we've got five programmed into the whole tour, so it's a lot of football within a two-week period and temperatures that a lot of the girls will not have played in before, but, you know, it'll be a test for them anyway, but we're really looking forward to it as a group.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a great opportunity, isn't it, for the girls to play some international teams?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it adds to their experiences. And when we talk about sort of the new England DNA that the FA push out, part of it's all about gaining experiences in certain levels, certainly international level. And for some of the younger players coming through, you know, the opportunity to go to the Middle East and play international calibre opponents is absolutely brilliant. So, you know, they're all really looking forward to it, buzzing. And for some of the girls, it's the first time they've been away. So, you know, what an opportunity.
And what would you say is the main benefits for it for the team?
Well, I think for me as sort of head coach, I think one of the main benefits for me is to check that they've been fit enough over the summer. So it's a little bit of pre-season. It's the first time we've kind of got together, you know, I suppose. So it gives me a good chance to look at the players, but certainly to take them out of their comfort zone as well from the normal UK winter weather and get them over there. But I think the most important thing is that we go there and we you know, we give a good account of ourselves and remember what we're there for. It's not about football. It's about defence engagement and how we interact with the local community and, you know, hopefully get out into the community and show what women can actually do and, you know, be inspirational in the medium of sport, be absolutely excellent.
And as you say, it's a good build up to the start of the new season for you. And what are your hopes for the new season?
Well, you know, I think the first thing that springs to mind is when the inter-service is back, that unfortunately we gave away last year to the RAF. I think secondly, we won the league last year, and when I set my stall out last season, I said that I wanted to start to compete at civvy level, at, you know, sort of at a high level, and we did that and we won the league, and I want to build on that again this season. I want to go and challenge them again to retain that title this season, but obviously the priority for us is to win the inter-services.